Salut, ici Matt Track, vous écoutez CKUT 90,3 FM.
As long as there have been human beings have gathered in the summer at different times of the year to celebrate being human beings. And so to me, this is kind of a form of that, what's happening in this technological digital reality that we're in. So it's good to see that everyone's bringing their energy here in a way that's really about celebrating and feeling good. So this is the part of the kind of reality that our reality needs, this kind of evil. Well, as long as I'm up here, you don't belong to subject. Human beings, right? Because most of you are not my generation. I came out of a generation that did whatever we did in our own way to try to make things better for your generation. There were accomplishments, and then there were things that weren't really quite accomplished, and then left kind of fuzzy and hazy and things, I think, still. But one is that I think is important. We remember that we're human beings, that we recognize ourselves as human beings, because that's the reality of who we are. Somehow they know how to make that voice reach from the ancient to the futuristic, right? While it passes through the present.
Need time for the feel, yeah. Hit your line up when I feel it. And I need to know if it's real, yeah. She like when I'm taking control. Said that my vibe is just something they don't. Got it, she needed to feel like she home. Said I'm the one, is just something they know.
Load on my mind. Catch on the highway, your name on my line. Heart is defined. Love that I'm calling you mine. Love that I'm calling you mine, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Shawty know she on a roll. And she know I wanna roll, wanna roll.
You don't need to say no face. No way, gonna get it like you do right now. What you wanna do right now? I see forever with you. Always better with you. Never would ever with you. Wanna spend all of my favorite weathers with you. I said it is true, yeah.
I wanna come, I wanna stay. I want it all, want it every day. Watch the seasons change. Cause it's you, cause it's you, cause it's you. Fall in love with you, cause it's you, cause it's you.
Girl, it's right now, spend the night now. Waking up and feeling right now. On a high now, with you loving life now. Never question, cause if it's you, then I know. Yeah, girl, I know, yeah, I know. Tell me where you wanna go. She said she don't wanna go. Ain't no rush and we can take it slow.
Thank you. mean to. I just wanna jump up with my people. Up, never broke down what the streets do. Never know love like evil. Spotify streams got me peaceful. Yeah.
He told me wind up and down,
wind up and down.
You got the curve like the banana,
like the banana.
So fling it up here, a banana.
To the ground, up the level, pump, pump it loud. I Tribe Called Red with the major sound. Love your life, love the fight. Rise above, we embrace the light. Me not dealing with no stress tonight. Just work the middle, just work the middle now. You know, down lows how we dip. You know, I pop gold in my drip. You know, I give my soul a lift. Let's get together now.
That's why you want it.
In the water, a gathering of tribes, a destiny and a destination from which a future must be forged.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
for the road, yeah. Need time for the feel, yeah. Hit your line up when I feel it. And I need to know if it's real, yeah. She like when I'm taking control. Said that my vibe is just something they don't. Got it, she needed to feel like she home. Said I'm the one, it's just something they know. They know.
Lord on my mind, catch on the highway, your name on my line. Heart is defined, love that I'm calling you mine. Love that I'm calling you mine, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Shawty know she on a roll, and she know I wanna roll, wanna roll.
Oh, tell me where you wanna go. She said she don't wanna go. Ain't no rush, and we can take it slow.
You don't need to say no face. No way, gonna get it like you do right now. What you wanna do right now? I see forever with you. Shit always better with you. Never would ever with you. Wanna spend all of my favorite weathers with you. I said it is true, yeah.
I wanna come, I wanna stay. I want it all, want it every day. Watch the seasons change. Cause it's you, cause it's you, cause it's you. Fall in love with you, cause it's you, cause it's you.
Girl, it's right now, spend the night now. Waking up and feeling right. Never question, cause if it's you, then I know. Yeah, girl, I know, yeah, I know. Whoa. Tell me where you wanna go. She said she don't wanna go. Ain't no rush, and we can take it slow.
previously broadcast program.
You're listening to archival content from CKUT 90.3 FM's Time Capsule. Check out ckuttimecapsule.wordpress.com for more.
Good evening and welcome to Queer Core on CKUT 90.3 FM or ckut.ca on the web. This is the special Perversité edition of our show. It is Monday, August 10th. About 25 years ago, on July 16th, 1990, a mostly queer after-hours party called Sex Garage, which was held in the Old Port of Montreal, was raided by police. The raid involved intense and homophobic police violence and a number of arrests. The reaction to these raids, which included a kiss-in and a number of protests and demonstrations, would lead to a new relationship between queer people and the public, as well as the formation of the now no longer existent Diversité, Montreal's first LGBTQ Pride Festival. Tonight, we'll hear from Queercore alumni Poilo Deer and photographer Linda Don Hammond, whose photos were instrumental in holding the police accountable for their violence and publicizing the events that happened at night. So don't touch that dial. This is Queercore on CKUT 90.3 FM or ckut.ca on the web. And we're going to start by putting you back in the vibe of those Sex Garage parties with The Boy Who Couldn't Keep His Clothes On, the Banji Girlfriend Beats remix by the Pet Shop Boys. Stay tuned.
Yo, Louis! Yo, Louis! Oh, no, you oh, don't. You ain't dancing you ain't for all these men. I thought you said you quit that.
Hi, my name is Poilo Deer. I was one of the organizers for the big party that took place after a big demo that took place after the Sex Garage kiss-in in front of Station 25 and the bar raid that took place 2 days before. So if we want to put Sex Garage into today's perspective, it would probably feel like Pomp.
Okay.
But without the bar license. Back in the day, and still today, but back in the day, bars were segregated. So you had your gay bars, you had your girl bars, and, you know, you had Café Clio and maybe L'Entrepôt, which did drag shows. So, and along linguistic lines as well, the bars that you'd consider like, oh, that's where all the Anglos go, and then the French bars. Sex Garage, what made Sex Garage really unique was that it brought everybody together. It brought all these different communities together, university students, people like me who were like kind of like street hustler kids, gay, straight, lesbian, transgender, drag queens. It was a melting pot of like the city's counterculture, if you like. And they were awesome. And you needed to know about them. You either got a flyer from a friend or you'd be out drinking and you'd hear word that, oh, Nicholas Jenkins, who was the person who did these parties, was having a party usually somewhere in old Montreal in some abandoned building or warehouse, you know, and great DJs, liquor, extras, contortionists, strippers, drag queens, the gamut of, you know, nightlife. And you probably, like I said, you probably feel like something like Pomp today. Like that kind of like energy and vibe and a mix of everyone.
My name's Linda Don Hammond and I'm a photographer, formerly of Montreal. looking at the invite the other day, and I realized that I missed the actual performance that they'd done, which is a shame. You know, that would have been probably interesting to photograph, but I must have arrived after 12:30 because it was over. That part was over. Yeah, there was something going on there earlier, but I mean, I'd missed that. Yeah. I was actually at a bar called Les Arts, which was one of my favorite bars on Saint-Denis Street. And that was also, you know, that was a very open, inclusive place to party. And, you know, people were always interested. And I photographed that as well. I don't know if I mentioned, like, it wasn't just people there weren't just gay people as well. You know, there were people that were very gay positive, I suppose, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but, you know, club people. Anybody that probably didn't fit into, let's say, you know, the straight party scene, or maybe wanted to be part of a gay scene that was more inclusive, you know,
yeah.
That, you know, because there were like lesbians and gay men and as I said, like, you know, I wouldn't really classify them as straight, but you know what I mean, you know, like club people. Kind of almost like New York style club people, which is what Nicholas was going for, because he felt like, you know, I think that you know, I don't want to speak for him, but from what I've read, he stated that you know, he felt like Montreal needed something like, you know, like he had experienced in New York, and so he wanted to bring that to Montreal.
On this night, we're having a party and it's a great time, and usually. We, Nicholas, back in the day, and people who did bars, gay bars, would always have a lookout for the cops. And most of the time, the cops would show up. If you were doing, like, an after-hours party, get rid of the cash. The police would come and do the rounds and just close the place down. But on that night, it got violent. They were aggressive, they didn't have badges, and they were provoking.
So in terms of what set this apart, you would say the violence is what set this apart from a lot of the other raids that were happening?
Absolutely.
Yeah.